Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We'll be talking about Iraq and Syria and how the borders are being infiltrated by the radicals, radical Islam, the Sunnis and all that, and religious radicals coming down into northern Iraq and taking over cities, and they were coming close to Baghdad, where you have to understand your neighbor who fought in Iraq, they fought to be able to have peace and security and democracy in Iraq. Mm. And now, you know, what your neighbor, fellow soldier or comrade has done, we're losing all of that.
Yeah.
You know, one reporter said on Fox News, it's like, how did we lose a war we already won?
Yeah, right.
How did we lose a war we already won already? And I thought, wow, that's amazing. It was won, and it's like we lost it. It's almost like the Middle East is being organized, polarized. And if you don't know about that, we'll be talking about that today. Also about beginning to brief about it. We'll have this available to you soon, but we talked about the organizers of the night versus the organizer of the day, which is Jesus, and broke it down in regards to the rules for radicals. You may have seen this particular book that talked about and broke down. And in it, we found out that in the back of the book, you can see right here on the back of the book, they dedicate it to President Barack Obama, but then he wasn't president, and Hillary Clinton, who both are mentored by Saul Alinsky, who's the author of the book. And inside of the book, right in the very beginning of the book, it's dedicated to the first person who used these tactics, and you can actually see it right here. And it says the first one that did this is Lucifer. You get a copy of it. When they send it to you, they'll just like throw it around a box in the corner somewhere, thinking you actually want to use it for their techniques. But you know what? It has 13 rules of darkness, and we just have the counteraction. You know, what is the light rule to that? What does God say? How should we react to that? And it's important because we are reacting quite often as in our human nature to the dark side. Mm-hmm. We just respond to it. But one thing that we talked about continually, we found out on this journey, as the Holy Spirit was leading us on it, that Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, still the wife of former President Bill Clinton, that she actually was mentored by Saul Alinsky, but she wrote a term paper, a thesis for her degree, and it was sealed. You could not get to it. You just couldn't get to it. And since we were last on the air, just to let you know, that it has been made available to us. We actually have Hillary Clinton's term paper. And understand this, I never saw the term paper until I saw the term paper. I not even thought about Alinsky until God led me to Alinsky and said, this is what's going on. Because I was screaming at the television going, no, don't organize, don't follow darkness. Every single time you fall into this trap, I'm like, what is it? And God said, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's tactics that's been used ever since Lucifer organized one third of the angels in the presence of God against God. So it is a technique that works. It ends in devastation and darkness and separation from God, lest we repent. But understanding that all of a sudden, you know, it was reported that she wrote a paper on Saul Alinsky. That's how she paid her penance, reportedly, to Saul Alinsky, when he wanted her to organize the way that Barack Obama at that time, but President Barack Obama, was organizing. And she said, I'll just do this. And the whole paper is a Saul Alinsky paper. The title of it is All There Is the Fight, ...
Wow.
And then it says, you know, the Alinsky tactics and all this. And I thought, oh my goodness. But now it's just like people don't even think much about it. It's like, hey, if you get what you want, who cares what methodology you use?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ask Korah that. You know, Korah tried to organize a group of people against what God was doing, thinking it was Moses. And I don't know, the earth split, home crashed, it wasn't good, and God was expressed himself. And Moses, by the way, had no problem. And you got to hear this. You got to hear organizers of the night versus organizers of the day. Organizers of the day. And you can go to VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch. It's a drop-down menu right there under series, and it has the entire series waiting for you right there. So we'll be talking about that, hopefully, you know, this week as we are working in details, going through her papers. And it'll tell you the strategy, what's being used in your community, what's being used in the world. And right now the world is being organized. I mean, it's being organized. The question is it being organized for light or dark? Dark, you know, in a journey where we're like, okay, let's see. Let's just explore this, right? And we're finding out it's dark. It's dark. And not good. But God's greater than that. And as we're seeing this, I'll be talking about hopefully today about how our borders are being infiltrated by part of those tactics, which is one of them is flooding our borders. Our southern borders right now are being flooded by children who had to be transported thousands of miles to get over into America. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the children today, I mean, they can't get, you know, across the street to get to the Walmart, much less 1,000-something miles unless somebody has a strategy to get them into the country. And we'll be talking about that, how our borders are being flooded. But also they're coming with different diseases. The Blaze is reporting that the Border Patrol is now worried about themselves carrying it back to their families.
Wow. Wow.
And part of John Paul Jackson's prophetic word is that these different diseases will be loosed into the world, into the nation, up until the point we repent.
Yeah.
Mm. And we can just stop this madness like Nineveh did and just say, God, sorry. But some people rather die than do right. So we'll be talking about that. In addition to that, you know, talking about a prophetic dream that God gave me, how, you know, that, you know, part of VFN TV and the daily radio program is almost like a light shining on the borders, on the southern border, as a matter of fact, as part of that. And that, that our southern borders were going to be infiltrated and that, our secure borders will be broke down. And it's going to be what's going to be happening to America will cause people to be beside themselves. It's going to be so dramatic. You're going to be, maybe not you, but there's going to be people that's beside, especially the people that are enamored with themselves, people that are so focused on I. They're going to be shocked that there's other people in the world and have other, you know. And so we'll be talking about that prophetic fulfillment. It looks like it's happening as we speak right now as our borders are being infiltrated. The goal is, you know, to just mush our border, no longer have a significant, what does it mean, you know, you're in America, you're in Mexico, you're in Canada, I don't know, Amero maybe, I don't know. Let's just get past this whole thing right there. In addition, you know, if you don't know about it or not, but there's three teenage Israelis. One is a dual citizen American Israeli that was kidnapped in the West Bank. We'll be talking about them 4 days now. They've been in captivity somewhere in the West Bank, and they are in intense search. You can actually pound... free our boys, you know, we'll probably put that out today on today's, on our Twitter. So you can actually, you know, retweet it or whatever, but we got to wake up and just say, you know, and I love what Israel's doing. Israel's saying, you know, they're going in there, you know, they merge with Hamas, they merge with Hamas, you know, the Palestinian government, Fatah and Hamas are together, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and you heard him first thing on VFN TV, said, this is going to happen. And nobody's really talking about that, but we are standing up for Israel. We're letting you know. And he says, this is exactly what was going to happen. It's Hamas has got them. And so they're thinking, you know, they always want to do this to be able to trade, you know, prisoners. And they've thwarted these events, these attempted kidnappings now reportedly 60 times. Wow. And this is one that they say got under the radar, but they went sweeping through the Palestinian West Bank, and they are putting up, I mean, legislators are going to jail, Hamas leaders, the leader of Hamas reportedly in the West Bank's gone to jail. They're like taking hundreds so far, if not more, and they're meaning business. They said, you want somebody to swap? We'll go find some people to swap. It'll be you. I don't know. But it's just like, don't mess with our people. And it's beautiful. They have a passion that they say, we're not going to leave anybody behind. Mm-hmm. And they really mean it. Mm-hmm. While we have our fellow citizen and Marine, you know, Sergeant Andrew
Tarmusi.
Tarmusi. And I want you to pound Sergeant or hashtag Sergeant Andrew
Tarmusi.
And you can find out on VFNTV.com on the torch and how to do that. But we got to keep this on the forefront because part of these tactics spoken about by Saul Alinsky, trained and taught by President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, is just change the narrative. Change the narrative quickly to something different, even if it's a bloody change, even if it's a video change. We're going to go right into Syria and Iraq. Hopefully you can see right here a map on your screen right now. And you're looking at geography. I want you to be able to see this where you're looking at Syria there to your left. But understand, right, we see Damascus. That's right north of Israel there. And you see the Mediterranean Sea. You see Iraq to your east or to the right. You see Iran a little bit further than that. You see down a little bit in a couple of different cities, you've got Fallujah, you have Baghdad. And if you don't know this, that Steve Kalaszewski that you hear on VFN Radio is part of our team here, that he fought in Fallujah. I actually have a picture in my office when he was there in Fallujah, what was taking place, and that our Marines, they fought, our soldiers fought for the freedom of this land. And now look at it. We're looking at how we didn't deal with the violence in Syria. We're trying to interfere with the leadership in Syria, thinking, hey, we need to remove this down. Although how evil Assad has been, he kept Muslim Brotherhood at bay. Mm-hmm. And it's like we're trying to raise up the Muslim Brotherhood in the Middle East or something. And then as you see, if you can go back further down again, if y'all can put the map back up again, if you can see it. But they have... And so you're seeing those red lines, and this is where they came down, those radicals who we talked about earlier, where they come down into Iraq, and they've seized reportedly over $1 billion worth of finances out of the banks. $1 billion. So we just funded, well, not we, but this whole excursion into another country, which seems to be a common thing. We got people pouring in the borders of America, people pouring in the borders of Ukraine, people pouring in the borders of Iraq, and we're not doing anything about it anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like George Soros talked about when he said that we need, you know, we just need to ease it down. We need to have a one. As a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton's paper writes about this.
Huh.
Talks about exactly what George Soros talked about having a borderless nation, the borderless world, and we'll talk more about that coming up, but it's one of the principles there and the tactics that are being used. And in that, this is, you know, I encourage you right now to be able to take your children out of the room if you don't want to see this, but nobody's going to show you this. You have to understand the church is in Christians. Our oldest part of the church of the world is right there in the Kurds. It's the northern part. This is where Abraham came from.
Mm-hmm.
The Garden of Eden was in the southern portions of Iraq. And when the churches that you hear about in Revelation, when he talks about the church of Thyatira and Ephesus and Pergamum, that's Turkey, as they're coming down through Turkey. And this is the land of the Bible. This is what God was talking about. And so when you're seeing these Sunni and Shiite, which is two versions of an Islamic view of Muhammad and all the things going on in the Muslim Brotherhood, this is sectarian violence to the hilt. But the first thing that happens quite often is the Christians are immediately killed and persecuted. There is a man right now that just died, I believe in the last 24 hours. It's reported by CBN News that, well, several people, but they were going through, these radical Islam is going through and asking everybody, you know, where is your stance on Muhammad? What's your stance? What do you know about Islam? And if they couldn't answer it, they would kill them right there in the streets. And so the people are standing around watching these people killed. But this is, understand, it's not, we've lived in America where the land has been so blessed that we don't think this reality can pour in. But it's what's interesting, the first war that America had was based on radical Islam.
Wow.
We talked about that, but you have to remember the reason why it's reported that Marines are called leathernecks is because they had leather straps around their neck to keep their heads from being cut off by radical Islam. This is a war they didn't want to get into, but they had to get into, and that's why they printed a Quran and said, you better read this thing and understand the mindset of those who are against our freedom and against our nation. They're going to attack all of our trading ships that are going through. If we don't deal with this, we're going to have to be able to deal with it. And the first war that reportedly that America had to go into as a brand new sibling nation or infant nation was against radical Islam. And now you're looking at, and like I said, you might want to be able, this is definitely parental guidance, what you're about to see, but I want you to see it. You need to, don't turn your head from our brothers and sisters. When you begin to pray for the persecuted church, the church is being persecuted. Understand, they are lining up citizens of Iraq, these insurgents is coming down out of Syria, and they are putting in ditches. You've got to be able to see this. I want you to see this first image right here. You see this truck right here you're looking at. It's reportedly filled with dead Iraqi citizens. Look at the children and the men. Just horrific carnage. You know, we can't verify the authenticity of these, but this is what's being reported by the Blaze and other sources that are out there. And I want you to see the next particular picture that's taking place right there. They had laid all these citizens of Iraq, you're looking at right now, they laid them in this ditch, and they took their guns and they began to shoot them and kill them in the ditch. That's what radical Islam thinks about human beings. These are beautiful human beings, men and women created in the image of God, and Satan hates human form. He hates men and women, because you're created in the image and the likeness of God. You can't sit back. Why, according to what Michelle Bachmann, Congressman Michelle Bachmann says, and says reportedly that all the references of radical Islam has been removed from our FBI library, our CIA library, and all of a sudden the references to, look at this. This is horrific. This is happening right now as you went and got your cappuccino yesterday. This is what's taking place in the world, and we sit back. And go look at all the lives that were given in Iraq to be able to bring freedom in there. And look at their names and realize they died so this would not happen to those Iraqis there. Yeah. And we just sit back. And one of the reporters, like I said, on Fox News, I mean, they reported, says, how we've lost a war that we won. How can you lose a war that you won? Mm-hmm. I mean, look at this next photo that you see right here. I mean, can you imagine that being you? Well, you need to. We need to empathize and realize we need to preach the gospel in the Middle East. We need to pray for the salvation of the Muslims. We need to let them know that God loves them and God's got a plan for their life. This is not the way to live. This is horrific. God did not call these men and women to be able to live like this. And their very own belief system is turning on them. And now it's time like never before to say, dear God, save the Muslims.
Yeah.
Let them know of your goodness, because I'm telling you, the preaching of the gospel, the freeing and the power of God, he can push back millions of soldiers and he can stop this infiltration. And all of a sudden, the land of the Bible again would become the land of the Bible, mm-hmm. the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can pull that down, but think about this. This is taking place as we speak. And who's telling this? Nobody's saying this. Nobody's saying, we'll just sit back. And the reports are that as soon as the president heard about this, President Barack Obama, that he went to, he talked in the Rose Garden. He says, I need to think about this. We're going to wait for the president of Iraq to be able to respond to this. And then he went to a fundraiser in California and went to a round of golf.
Mm. Wow.
Human life means something. It's not a Grand Theft Auto game. It's not a digital virtual game. These are human beings and children and women that are being murdered, and all the children that have been killed and the men and women have been killed in Syria. And understand this. Think about this. And this is surrounding Israel. This is all around Israel, 60, 70 miles wide at its widest point. And that's all around them. We need to pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Israel. Pray for the protection of Israel. Pray for the salvation of the Jews, and understand it looks like to me that what we're talking about is this time for, 7 years of burying the dead and, 7 year. Seven months to bury the dead, seven years to burn the weapons. We've talked about that prophetically, and you're looking like this whole thing. You know, when you look at Gideon, when Gideon was coming down, and it wasn't Gideon that was going to deliver everybody. It was God that was going to deliver Israel in front of Gideon, and God was going to get the glory for it. So with that, what God did was had the enemy turn on themselves. And right now you have radical Islam turning on radical Islam. You have Islam turning on Islam. You have different levels of radical Islam turning on those who don't think they're serious enough with Islam. You have Sunni and Shiite, which are both, you know, different branches of saying, you know, that Muhammad is a prophet of Allah. And look at this. And Jesus, when we get back from the break, we're going to do a contrast between God and Allah, a contrast between Muhammad and Jesus. Totally different. That has nothing to do with God. That is not the God that we serve. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.